right, maggots. Welcome to the sixth circle of hell, also known as Spirit Halloween Boot Camp. Fall in line with your eyes up front. I want to see ramrod straight posture. Chins up, tits out. Some of you think that this is just any old seasonal gig. Make a few months of minimum wage. Sneak off and get high in the dressing rooms. Flirt with all the college co-eds buying slutty witch and naughty kitten costumes. If that describes you, I want you to get the fuck out right now. Yeah. Bye. Weaklings. They wouldn't have lasted a day on the floor anyway. The first time some kids threw up in the fright wig section, they'd be crying like babies. I take this shit seriously, troops. To people like me, Halloween is 24/7. It's not just a holiday. It's a way of life. Look at me. Black hair, black eyeliner, black lipstick, low-cut black top, black hot pants over black fishnet tights with little bats on them. If you think I won't be rocking this same fit come Valentine's Day, you're deluding yourself. So abide by the fucking dress code. I don't want you here unless you look like some long-lost relative of the Addams family, or at least the Munsters. Wow, really dropping like flies this year. Fine, go. Way too much color in those outfits anyway. Can't be a foot soldier in my dark army of the night when you're wearing Crocs. Don't worry about the riding crop. It's just here for motivation. I only use it on people I like. And I can already tell none of you sorry-ass sad sacks are gonna get to feel the sting. Most of you aren't even fit to be the arse end of a two-person horse costume. I'd sooner send a lot of you to the glue factory. Well, I guess I gotta play the hand I'm dealt. Remember your training, and you'll make it out alive. Unlike the failed retail chains that Spirit Halloween occupies. You may be deployed to the burnt-out husk of a Toys R Us, a Blockbuster Video, or a Bed Bath & Beyond. The punishing death march of capitalism grinds on, and I'm right here in the mud with my boot on your neck like the worthless little gummy worms you are. Oh, that reminds me. Those of you who remain will be subjected to the Halloween candy obstacle course. Let's take the tour, shall we? First, you'll need to pick your knees up as you run through these tires made of licorice. And yeah, licorice is fucking gross. Deal with it. Next, you'll get down on your bellies and slither through a pit of melted Hershey bars. Being careful to crawl under the barbed wire. Well, it's not actual barbed wire, they're Twizzlers, with candy corn stuck to them. But candy corn is also fucking gross, so you're not going to want to touch that. Especially not with your mouth. Finally, you grab this nerd's rope right here and climb the wall. I'll be up there thinking of ironic punishments for you like a big titty Willy Wonka. And if any of you fuckers let me down, you're gonna be in a world of pure humiliation. Moving on. Lesson number one, do not utter the trademark names of the characters we're ripping off. If I hear you say Super Mario Brothers, I'll fucking backhand you. I swear to God, they're plumbers of Italian origin. Shrek is Fugly Swamp resident. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are hormonally challenged combat reptiles. I've prepared a whole list for you. There will be a quiz. Yeah, cowards! Get the fuck out then! They probably don't even know your absorbent undersea fry cook from your bright yellow electricity rat. Well, that leaves one, I guess. Tell me, why are you still here, soldier? You do anything a goth girl tells you, huh? Okay, I can work with that. What experience do you have in the industry? Creepy animatronics? Dumb-looking latex masks? Borderline offensive culturally appropriating outfits? Ah, overly sexual couples costumes, huh? Plug and socket. Flash drive and USB port, that sort of thing. I could use a man like you on my team. Pretty easy on the eyes, too. But let's put you through your paces. Make sure you know your shit. You're trick-or-treating, and some loser gives you a toothbrush instead of candy. Like a killjoy dentist who's sexually attracted to teeth or some shit. What do you do? Egg their house, correct. How about if they give you pennies? That's right. TP the tree in their yard and smash the jack-o'-lantern on their porch. Two for two. Last one. Some rich motherfucker leaves out a bowl of king-size Snickers with a note that says, please take one. How many do you take? Very good. One. Because you're not a fucking savage. You're hired. Step one is orientation. Sexual orientation, that is. Are you into me? Sweet. Fuck me, then. Hell yes. Yeah, grab my tits and smear my lipstick. I think you're gonna be employee of the month. Nah, you don't have to bother with the obstacle course. I'm all the obstacle course you need, baby. There's plenty of dangerous curves on this body. Enough to make a man like you all sweaty and out of breath. You want a little taste of the riding crop, newbie? Caress your cheek with it. Drag it down your neck. Use it to tilt your chin up while I inspect you like a piece of meat. I might have to call you Leatherface the way you're about to massacre my pussy. Get your fucking clothes off. Look at you. Rock hard. Like an almond joy that's been in the freezer all night. Don't worry, sweetie. I don't have a nut allergy. You like the way I drag the crop gently up and down that stiff cock? Rub it against the tip. Get it nice and slick with that pre-cum you're oozing for me. Get your back up against the wall so I can blow you. Keep that dick standing at attention, and fold those hands right above that sexy ass of yours, soldier. You don't touch unless I tell you to touch. You understand me? Very good. Now, I'm gonna hit my knees, and I'm gonna tug this top down so my tits flop out, and I'm gonna suck the fucking soul out of you. Say yes, ma'am. I like you already. Give me that dick. You're gonna be ready for spooky season early with all this black lipstick on your cock. Wanna see me swallow you to the base until your balls are on my chin? I've bombed for so many apples at Halloween parties that it's suppressed my gag reflex. But I can't just give you a vanilla blowjob, right? Where's the fun in that? You ready to feel a little leather? I'm like a dick-sucking scorpion, and this is my stinger. The best part is, you have no idea where it's gonna go. Makes me want to throw you even deeper. Got a little bite right there on your thigh, huh? Nice red mark rising already. A small price to pay for a smoking hot goth girl slobbering all over your dick, right? Took one right on your stomach that time, didn't you? The type of tummy ache I dish out isn't from eating too much candy, baby. Now fuck my face. Thrust those hips and get some separation between that wall and your ass so I can set your pace. Your tempo. You have permission to use your hands. Gather up this dark hair, make a ponytail, and get a good grip while you shove your dick in my mouth. Force feed me that fucking cock. I'm not gonna say another word until your hot cum is coating my throat. Trick or treat. Give me something good to eat. Oh. Holy shit. Now that's how you make a first impression. Bust in your boss's mouth until she's practically gargling cum. You're gonna be my right-hand man. That's the one I finger my pussy with. So, read between the lines there. Get the fuck off that wall. It's my turn. Palms flat, back arched, ass up. Are you fluent in body language? This means fuck the shit out of me or you're fired. Yank these short shorts down and let me show you the goods. Now tear a hole in these fishnet stockings. I want to hear my favorite sound in the whole world. Oh, fuck yeah. I nearly came just from there. Get in this pussy like I was the final girl. Turn me into your scream queen. Come on, newbie. And my tits are barely even jiggling up here. Hit that shit. This is day one stuff. Am I gonna have to train you on standing doggy? There you go. I knew you were a natural born fucker. A good boss knows when to delegate. So, you want the crop? Get a little revenge? Hell yeah. When you're done with me, that thick ass better be bright red and my pink pussy better be dripping white. Everything in my wardrobe is black, but a few splashes of color won't hurt. Take me apart like one of those 12-foot lawn skeletons on All Saints Day. God damn it. I love it. Turn my fucking height. And pound my fucking cunt. Pull my hair and spank me until I squirm. Yeah, just like that. Mount that wagon of mine and drive me like a haunted hayride. Drill that hungry hole until I moan like a fucking ghost. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm gonna come. It's kind of embarrassing how quick you're demolishing me. But all I want to do is cut my tit and rub my clit and throw it back on that dick. Punch in and out of this pussy until I give you a fucking raise. Witch's brew is trickling down my thigh. Son of a bitch. I think you fucked my literal brains out. They're in a bowl of cold spaghetti, so haunted house visitors can stick their hand in there and get grossed out. Right next to the peeled grapes that are supposed to be eyeballs. Good lord. I should not have mentioned the Ghostbusters by name, by the way. You got me too worked up. They're Big Apple paranormal investigators. Yeah, you still have to take the quiz, though. If I showed leniency for every employee who fucked me into another dimension, I'd... Well, it's just been you, actually. But we don't want to set a bad precedent. Come here. I want to darken those lips a little bit more. Okay. Get dressed and let's get down to business. I've still got to make your name tag. I'm thinking either Fuck Toy or Fuck Boy. Or whatever your actual name is. Distant third on that option. Oh, that reminds me. The company cheaped out and said we have to make our own bone-chilling, spine-tingling sound effects this year. So I'm putting you in charge of that. I'm sure you'll be able to get all sorts of howls and screams out of me when you're hitting me from different angles. You took to the writing crop really well. So maybe we'll rattle some chains, too. Yeah. You're gonna wanna hydrate, because I'm gonna work you like a dog. What's the spoopiest color of Gatorade? Purple, maybe?